to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And finishing up on the history of the Viking. And by the way, just so that you know, presuming that NASA's management has not changed significantly from the days of Viking, those flight controllers and especially those project managers, they have a lot more on their heads than just getting the piece of hardware onto its target, which they did last night. As I mentioned before the show, through a non-calibration and a printing error, the first pictures of Mars from the Viking lander showed a blue sky, and it caused all kinds of consternation. When it was corrected, showing the reddish sky, people were saying, is the next one going to be green? And there was a lot of stuff going on. We were under so much pressure from the White House to put that thing down on the bicentennial, July 4th, 1976. And when that was impossible because they couldn't find a landing site that they thought stood a good chance of not killing the rover when it landed, and we almost hit a Volkswagen-sized rock on lander number two, excuse me, then they said put it down on the anniversary of the moon landing. So there's a lot of political stuff, a lot of political pressure over the decision to say that Mars had not found any indications of life. We now know, because of independent research with the raw data, that has come into question. And I did notice last night, NASA's official position is now the question of life on Mars remains open, which is not what they were saying not too long ago. One other thing that if anybody from Curiosity is actually listening to my show here, something else that happened back then, a little anecdotal story. There are what are called the sandbox machines, which means there's spacecraft up on the planet, and there's also an identical copy sitting in a sandbox at the JPL. And everything that they're going to order the rover on Mars to do is first sent to the sandbox spacecraft to make sure they're not doing anything that's going to wreck the spacecraft. And so for Viking, we had two landers on Mars and a third lander in the sandbox at JPL. And we're doing all these drills and training and how we're going to handle anything. And somebody decided to plant a fossil trilobite in the sandbox. And so, of course, that lander's camera, Lander 3, if you want to call it that, caught the image of the fossil. And, of course, because it was a training simulation, everybody went forward with this idea about, oh, we found life on Mars, and here's the fossil evidence, and here's the pictures. And NASA management just freaked, and they said, you got to destroy all that. Destroy the pictures, destroy all this stuff, because somebody will sell it to the National Enquirer, and we'll never hear the end of it. So you need to be very, very careful about this stuff. People get really weird about this idea of life on other worlds. There are a lot of people who feel very threatened by it, especially people who have strong religious beliefs that the Earth is the center of the universe and life on Earth is some God's highest creation. And most of the political pressure that came on the Viking Life Sciences experiment came through congressmen whose constituents were calling up and saying, don't you dare say that we're not unique in the universe. And the politicians would call up and say, look, my constituents don't want you to say there's life on Mars, and if you say there is, I'm going to have to seriously look at your funding for the next year. And that's how these things unfortunately get done. But as far as the raw data coming in from the rover Curiosity, it's looking good. What little, you know, it's going to take a while for this thing to start getting up there. I want to see the life sciences data myself. That's what I'm really looking forward to. By the way, did you notice in the distance there's that one mountain, that mountain range they, or that they landed near? It looks like Diamond Head in reverse with a little upturned edge there. I want to see that in more detail. All right, getting back to more serious things and a quick program note before we hit the commercial break. Fellow RBN host Mary Tocaradio, I'm sorry, I've got the wrong name on that. I'm reading her Skype name. Mary is going to be on our show tomorrow talking about vaccines. So we'll be right back. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Terravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Terravim? Simple. Terravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to terravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Terravim, the best supplements on earth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Are you completely fed up with being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are: incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy, others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123/power.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123/power.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123/power.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And by the way, my apologies. It's Mary Taco, who is going to be my guest tomorrow, talking about some of the abuses with vaccinations. We're going to be talking about a little bit more of that later in today's show, but she's an expert. She spent a lot of time focusing on this. It is a major, major problem how abusive the so-called health industry is of Americans' health. And as I've said many, many times, if medical science cured all diseases, they'd be out of business. No more yachts, no more expensive watches, no more driving Porsches around. The entire medical establishment of the United States of America, and indeed of the entire world, depends on a sick, ailing population kept sick and ailing. It's just common sense here. All right, Press TV is now signing on to this idea of concern over there may be an imminent terror attack on London in order to motivate and anger and enrage the people of the United States of America and virtually every one of these other countries into war on the designated enemies over there in Tehran. There's serious concern about the British Zionist lobby has all of a sudden come into a huge amount of funding with which to go out and lobby for the British to do whatever it is that Israel wants to do. Remember, there was that wonderful documentary. British TV actually took the BBC took a serious look at the unhealthy influence of the Israeli lobby on the British government to an extent that I can guarantee we will never see here in the United States of America on the corporate media. Now, getting back to this idea of an imminent terror attack on London, the Department of Homeland Security, that same Department of Homeland Security that gave 97% of their grants to Jewish organizations, which left the Sikh organization a wide open target for whatever it is that actually happened over the weekend here. That same Department of Homeland Security put out a solicitation for large amounts of plastic explosives they wanted to buy. This solicitation was posted online, which is required by law. All government solicitations are made public so that everybody can sign in and tender a bid. That's what open bidding is supposed to be. Now the Department of Homeland Security is trying to basically hide the details of this plastic explosives they are buying. Why? Does the Department of Homeland Security have something they've got to hide, like blowing up the Reichstag? Now, reports are surfacing that a joint U.S.-Israeli plan to attack Iran is underway. And the idea being that this will, the U.S. is going to carry out the bulk of the attack, which will allow Israel to focus their attention on Syria and Hezbollah in Lebanon. And this plan is targeting Iran's military, not just the nuclear power station, not just the medical isotopes, not the things that we are told are the reasons for the attack. This attack is going to attack all of Iran's military and basically crush it. Remember, Iran has not initiated a war of conquest in over 200 years. This age of war that we are in right now is entirely created by Israel and its client state, the United States of America, its puppet state. Israel right now is literally grasping at any excuse to invade anybody. They've got nuclear weapons. They don't have nuclear weapons. They might have nuclear weapons. They don't like us. They dress funny. Any excuse that they can find. So, as I said before, massive demonstrations in Israel against the Israeli government. It's not the people of Israel who are the problem. It is these sociopaths who are attracted to positions of power, and then they act like sociopaths. And we all scratch our heads and say, wow, they're really weird. And that's certainly not unique just to Israel. It seems to be all the way around the entire world. But major anti-government protest in Tel Aviv over Saturday night, and this is putting more and more pressure on Benjamin Netanyahu. He can either start listening to the people of Israel and making their lives better, or he can try and distract them all by starting, or rather escalating, World War III. And obviously, Netanyahu isn't interested in making the lives of ordinary Israelis better, or he would have done it by now, just like the United States government isn't interested in making the lives of ordinary Americans better, or they would have done it by now. And this is why I think this rush to escalate Syria and get into Iran is ratcheting up. Now, we're coming up on a new moon shortly after the close of the Olympics. And new moon is when attacking forces that have night vision technology are going to have the advantage. Meanwhile, Donald Rumsfeld has come out saying that Israel doesn't need to notify the United States if they're going to strike Iran. And amazingly enough, for once in my life, I'm in agreement with Donald Rumsfeld. Let Israel strike Iran. Israel doesn't need to include us, and I don't think we should be included. If Israel strikes Iran and Iran fights back, let's let them handle it among themselves. Remember, the best way to teach a dog not to chase cars is to let him catch one. I think we ought to let Israel get into this war with Iran. And then when Israel gets into trouble, we just say, look, we told you this was a bad idea. So you got into that mess by yourself, you get out of that mess by yourself. Which means Israel will resort to their nuclear weapons, at which point the entire world will come to understand that all this talk about nuclear disarmament by Israel was just another con job, that all this talk about Israel as a poor, helpless victim everybody's trying to destroy was just another con job. Meanwhile, following the relentless attacks by American and Israeli cyber weapons, Iran is basically going to disconnect their government facilities from the internet, and they're going to start creating a private secured intranet in order to prevent more of these games going in there. Unfortunately, sadly, Israel just goes in and bribes somebody to take a jump stick in, and that's how they got inside that uranium centrifuge, which was already off the internet to begin with. Now, why is Iran, who was once our friend, now our foe? Well, a big part of it obviously has to do that Iran, under the Shah, under the U.S. puppet regime, is going to be friendly. And when the people of Iran step and say, we're tired of the U.S. puppet, we want a democratically elected government. And that's what makes them the enemy of the United States of America, because no nation can be allowed to have a democratically elected government unless it's a democratically elected government that is secretly working for the United States of America. And, of course, it didn't help with the whole Iran-Contra situation, in which it basically came out that the U.S. was violating its own arms embargo against Iran as part of that whole deal. It's almost like we see all these rules and laws, you shouldn't do this, shouldn't do that, and the whole idea of government power is you're allowed to do the things everybody else is forbidden to do. And this gets back to this whole situation with the U.S. government supporting and arming this mercenary army in Syria that is supposed to be al-Qaeda that is killing innocent Christians right now. It's a violation of the National Defense Authorization Act. If you or I did what the U.S. government is doing, we would be in orange jumpsuits being waterboarded. And the government can do it with impunity because they're the government. The laws don't apply to them. But that very attitude, the idea that we are bound by the laws and the government is not, is so contrary to the principles this nation was founded on. It basically tells us that the federal government has delegitimized itself. If they're not going to abide by the contract of the Constitution, if they're not going to abide by their own laws, it's just another tin pot dictatorship, and a fascist one at that. Meanwhile, along with disconnecting their government from the internet and building their own inside secure intranet, Iran has started their own indigenous aircraft manufacturing company. They're basically going to start building their own passenger planes, 150 passenger airplanes, and they've gone into the design and manufacturing phase. So because of the hostilities between Iran and the United States, because of these sanctions to please Israel, you employees over at Boeing can kiss your jobs goodbye, because Iran is not going to come to the United States to build to buy passenger aircraft. They're just going to go ahead and build their own. So when all of you Boeing workers get laid off, you have the federal government to thank for that. But it made Israel happy, and that makes it worth your job. Again, over in Iran, and I hope they publish photographs of this, but Iran has sentenced four of their bankers to death for massive bank fraud. I think it is an incredibly, incredibly good idea. Of course, here in the United States of America, fraudulent bankers are given sanctuary and bailouts and bonuses. They're protected from the law by executive action, by the Congress, by the Secretary of the Treasury, by the SEC. Fraud is the new business model here in the United States of America. Remember that survey they had a couple of weeks ago, where 25% of the people on Wall Street were admitting to fraud and saying, if we can't commit fraud, we can't stay in business. They're basically admitting the American economy, the illusion of the American economy, through the stock market, through LIBOR, through the rest of it, it's all a lie. It's all an illusion. Now, over in Serbia, probably they're going to be on the to-be-bombed list very, very soon. Serbia's parliament has approved a new central bank law to exert more government control over their private central bank. And, of course, the IMF and the EU are criticizing it, saying it strips away the bank's independence. Well, independence for these private central banks has led to mass poverty, war, fraud as a business model. Serbia's got the right idea. So does Iran. Why are we not doing what is going to work? We'll be right back.
It. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, Nobel Economics Prize winner Edward Prescott has gone public saying the banking system has gone wrong and it's time to scrap these banks or they will bring chaos. Actually, I think he's a little behind the curve. They've already brought chaos. This experiment in private central banking has failed. It was never supposed to succeed from the point of view of the nation and its people. It was a scam to suck the real wealth out of the nation and put it in the pockets of the bankers. And the people who enslaved us to that private central bank knew what they were doing. But they didn't care, because they were going to live lives of luxury and comfort and status and prestige. And by the time things really fell apart, they would be dead and gone. And these people who run the world, they know there's no such thing as a heaven or a hell. They're not worried about spending eternity with devils and pitchforks and burning lava. That's just one of the myths sold to keep you obedient and in servitude, to enslave you with beliefs about angels and harps and wings and stuff. The people who enslaved you to the private central bankers and the private central bankers themselves know that when they're dead, it's all over. Nothing happens. They don't go anywhere. So they don't care when they inflict evil on the rest of the world in service to their own greed and money junkie behavior. They think that's the way the world is supposed to be. So this whole private central bank model was set up not as a benefit to society as a whole, but as a wealth extraction machine. This is why the Federal Reserve has been fighting tooth and nail against a full audit. They're going to let you look at the books that it's okay for you to look at. They don't want you to know how much real wealth has been sucked out of the people of this nation to put in the pockets of the private bankers. In case you have not noticed it, this nation's history is of working people working their entire lives and having precious little to show for it while the fruits of their labor, which is the foundation of all true wealth, labor precedes capital, gets siphoned off through taxes and bailouts and all and compound interest to be put in the pockets of bankers who do nothing for that money other than to wear expensive clothes and look important. And so now apparently Nobel Economics Prize winner Edward Prescott is saying, yeah, it's time to scrap these banks or they'll bring chaos. They already have. They already have. I think you may be concerned about a complete societal collapse. Could very well happen. Could very well happen. Now then, you remember the other day when we got all upset when this gentleman who was running the world's largest human trafficking ring, gentleman from Israel, the U.S. Justice Department has spent millions of dollars on investigating this guy for taking people from poor countries, bringing them to rich countries, and basically operating them as slave labor. And it was even here in Hawaii, a bunch of Thai workers being kept in shacks and forced to work hideously long hours for very little more than the food they were eating to keep them going. And the U.S. Department of Justice dropped the case. They had three guilty pleas, and they still said, well, we don't think that we can succeed against this guy. So they just dropped the case. Don't even try. This is the same Department of Justice that is throwing people into Guantanamo Bay just for wearing cheap Casio wristwatches. Now we're finding out this four-year investigation into the manipulation of the silver market by J.P. Morgan Chase is likely to be dropped. Same thing. We can't find enough evidence to move forward with the prosecution. This country is being given away to the money junkies. If you've got a lot of money, doesn't matter how you made it, you are untouchable. Speaking of money and corruption, apparently Adelson, the funding angel for the GOP and now backing Mitt Romney, has now asked Mitt Romney to publicly come out in favor of the release of Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard. Now, at the moment, Romney is saying he can't do that because he hasn't seen the classified information. Actually, what Romney is saying is if he comes out in favor of Pollard's release before the election, he's going to lose votes over it. So he's sending a message back to Adelson that once he's president, he will release Jonathan Pollard. That's what he's saying. Now, for those of you who don't remember, Jonathan Pollard spied for Israel. He took America's nuclear deterrent secrets and he sold them to Israel. Israel turned around and traded them to the Soviet Union, our nation's worst enemy, in exchange for increased immigration quotas. Had the Soviet Union desired at that moment to attack the United States of America, they would have won. That is the depth of the betrayal Jonathan Pollard did to the United States of America. My parents' generation was forced to pay $5 trillion for America's nuclear deterrent, and that's back when $1 trillion was really a lot of money. Not like today, where bailout trillion, trillion here, trillion there, soon you're talking some real money. Back in my parents' generation, trillion was a word hardly anybody had ever heard, let alone comprehend. $5 trillion for America's nuclear deterrent, and Jonathan Pollard basically erased that, rendered it completely non-functional and obsolete with his single act of betrayal. That's why he should have been executed the way the Rosenbergs were. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. There's someone wants to help her.
And hello, America. Welcome back to the show. And the corporate media is still spending a huge amount of time on this shooting in the Sikh community and thrashing around with that and their anti-gun agenda. And a lot of it, though, is focusing on the idea that the Sikhs and Muslims are two completely different groups. And there are some groups of Muslims who are actually very good friends with some groups of Sikhs. Like any religious community, there are good people in there. There are bad people in there. And even among the atheists, there are some good atheists and there are some bad atheists. And no one group of beliefs or absence of belief can claim a monopoly on either being good or evil. But it is interesting. It is looking more and more like this army guy from Fort Bragg just saw a turban and thought terrorism and didn't realize he'd picked the wrong target. So there's a Charlie Foxtrot for you. And, of course, it's just horrible for all the people who had to just be in the way. And again, one more time, we got to start arming the sane so the crazies only get off one shot. And the lesson here is, wasn't Muslims committing acts of terror? wasn't the Sikhs committing acts of terror. It was a guy from the United States of America's armed forces committed what is being called a domestic act of terrorism. Now, back over in Great Britain, the Bank of England is getting ready to announce a downgrade in their growth and inflation forecasts amid a weak economy hit by the Eurozone crisis, slowing domestic demand, and it has been hammered by the Olympics. Quite to the contrary of this idea that this was going to be an economic boom for London and its environs, it has hit retail, restaurants, services, the hotels weren't as full as they were expecting. Manufacturing is now feeling the pinch because orders for manufactured goods are dropping. Nobody's going to the stores to buy anything. And the reason is really very simple. The Londons were being billed as the most safe and secure Olympics ever. Everybody was in there. FBI is in there. TSA is in there. Israeli security companies are in there. By the way, one of the GS4 people staged a phony bomb threat to try and inflate their importance or inflate their paycheck or bonuses or whatever. So the only real bomb threat they've had so far turned out to be from one of the security people. But the reality is that people didn't want to go to the Olympics if they were going to have their crotches groped and be x-rayed and scanned and subject to all of that. There comes a point where it's simply more trouble than it's worth to go to the Olympics or to go on an airplane flight or to go to Disneyland. The last time my wife and I tried to go to Disneyland, they had the lines, they were going through the purses, they were doing the wanting thing, and we got about halfway through the line, and I said, I'm sorry, the magic is already gone. There's no way I'm going to be able to enjoy Disneyland inside, you know, after being treated like a prisoner of war to get inside. And we turned around and we walked away. You know, and this is after we moved here to Hawaii, where we were back in Southern California. We were there on business, visiting with a family. We had a free day. Oh, let's go to Disneyland. We haven't been there in a while. And just the security completely poisoned the experience. And we turned around and we left and said, to heck with this. So, story coming out of Syria. Three Iranians were abducted by some of the hired mercenaries and have now been killed. And apparently this so-called Free Syrian Army is threatening to kill more Iranian pilgrims if the Syrian military does not stop attacking them. Now, to put that in context, to show you that this is not a real revolution, but it's an outside incursion of hired mercenaries, just imagine George Washington and Thomas Jefferson walking into a church, blowing away a bunch of people, and then telling the British army that they're going to go on blowing away more Christians if the British don't stop attacking them. Do you think that would have slowed the British down? Do you think it would have built the kind of popular support among the population that a real, genuine revolution requires? Of course not. That's what proves that this is an outside mercenary army, because they're not concerned with the popular support of the people of Syria. In fact, they're going around killing people of Syria and saying, if you don't join us, we'll kill you. That's not a good way to win popular support for a revolution. It basically shows that this is an outside infiltration, an outside overthrow. It's time and time again. And basically eliminates this idea that Iran is somehow behind all of the upset and violence inside Syria. All righty, let's see. We're talking about this. China has now officially called in the U.S. diplomat over the South China Sea crisis. China's going to tell the United States, you mind your own business or we'll start calling in all those loans. Yeah, you don't piss off the people that you owe money to is basically what it is. Unless you're planning on murdering them so you don't have to pay the debt at all, which I think is very much behind this rush to war with China. We owe them 17 zigablings of dollars here. Let's go kill them right off the debt that way. The debt crisis, and it is not gone, and it can't go under that model of a private central bank. There is no fix to the debt crisis other than to get rid of the private central banks. And it looks like Europe is, again, and I know it's been on the brink of breaking up for months now. And every time the cracks show up, they paper it over with more paper money, and they try and plaster it over. But it's reached the point where people are starting to say the people of Europe are already psychologically breaking up. They don't see themselves as part of a united Europe. They're going back to thinking of themselves as Italians and Spaniards and Germans. they're already mentally getting away from this idea that this European Union was a really, really good idea. Because it wasn't. Globalism is great only for the globalists and the people who run it all. Every time I hear one world government, that's what Alexander the Great wanted. That's what Hitler wanted. That's what the Roman Caesars wanted. And it really sucked for ordinary people. I'll tell you, if this whole European Union, world global union breaks up, one thing that I think we're going to miss is that Codex Alimentarius, where the global government is going to tell us what we're going to eat and put in our bodies, and especially because so much of what they're telling us we take is turning out to be bad. We're going to cover that in hour number three. The LIBOR scandal continues to go global. Every single major bank is tied up in this thing. It's the biggest financial crime. I'm sorry, mortgage-backed security fraud. We thought you were the biggest financial swindle in history. I'm sorry, you're going to have to settle for the silver on this one. Romney says we need something dramatic to aid the economy. Like a new third world war. Everybody wants to solve their economic problems by turning World War III into puree mode. We're going to grab a phone call here. Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. How you doing there, brother, today? Yeah.
I'm doing great for a Monday. I'm just delighted about curiosity.
You know what, Mike? I have dug into this situation in Syria a little bit. And this situation in Syria has been going on for 17 months.
Yes.
And what you see, brother, is you say you're on one side of the chessboard and I'm on the other. And we got our chess pieces on there. Russia on the top, United States on the bottom of Syria. You're seeing the pawns do battle right now. And what I mean by that is, God bless Russia on their side, supplying Assad with some weaponry, but you see, like you were preaching, on the other side, we see the United States filtering these Al-Qaeda or GIs or rebels or whatever. And I think, Michael, like we were talking in the past, that soon the bishops and castles are going to be coming out. And
well, I think they are. I mean, the Syrian military has caught 40 Turkish military officers inside the country. One was a general. So we're definitely past the pawns only opening gambit. And as far as Russia, Russia has openly stated their intent is if the U.S. keeps pushing this position in Syria, Russia is going to turn it into the new Afghanistan. They're just going to support this war by proxy. They won't militarily directly intervene. They'll just go pouring weapons and supplies into the Syrian government in order to wear the United States out. It's going to be Vietnam all over again.
That's exactly right, Michael. You're on the, I love you, brother. You're on the same path. It's exactly right what I'm talking about. This war's been going on for like this long, and I got a chance to go into down and see some live footage on their news side.
Yes.
And when you see go into Syria, brother, and you're by a cameraman that this guy's just blowing down the streets, and there's nobody there that's got brains. They've already left. You're exactly right. This is going to be a wing job that suck and keep sucking and keep sucking the United States to where we're going to wear us down. And you're on the same path as me. But the thing is, I wanted to say, Brother Michael, is that I think this is going to go on a little bit longer, and I think that finally the kings are going to come out in October. And I hope not we don't go, like you said, involved. We had Leah Panetta, last week say, Assad, you get your family, the HELL, out of there. What's that telling you? So the kings are coming out, and I hope and pray they stay back, Michael. But thank you for taking my call, and you keep preaching it, brother.
Well, thank you very much for that. And the situation here is that, again, there are too many leaders of Western nations who are seeing an escalation in World War III as their best solution to evade responsibility for their financial mismanagement. Let me type a note here to my control room. There we go. The country has been mismanaged all the way back to 1913 when we were put back into the slavery of the very kind of banking system we fought a revolution to be free of, and the nation going downhill for the American people ever since. And so we're coming up at the point where these private central banks must crash. They have limited lifespans. They're designed to exist long enough to make their founders incredibly rich, and after that, who cares what happens? And so now they're on the verge of the crash, and the governments that were stupid enough or greedy enough or bought enough to sell their people into the slavery of these private central banks understand that as this whole thing starts to come apart, there are going to be more revolutions. There are going to be the guillotines are going to come out. They're going to, you know, they're going to start hanging bankers like they're doing in Iran, or at least throwing them in jail like they did in Iceland. And so right now everybody's thinking, if we can get a good war going, we'll distract everybody away from the political corruption and the bankers' greeds. We'll get everybody all hot and bothered to hate the Germans and the Japs or whoever it is they're going to fight this time. And the problem is it's not going to work, because your ordinary American understands this war is being created out of thin air purely as a way of erasing the red ink on the balance sheets with the red blood of our children. And they understand that's what's going on this time. Okay? I guess Scott hung up. All righty. Now, getting back to the situation, amazingly enough, I'm not even sure that this is legal, but the United States Congress just threw away one of its most important constitutional powers. By a vote of 261 to 116, the House of Representatives passed a bill rewriting Article 2 of the Constitution and divesting the Senate of its power to accept or reject the appointment of presidential appointees. In other words, the Congress no longer has any control over who the president appoints into these non-elected offices that control our lives. The Senate passed the measure last year by a vote of 79 to 20. Congress just gave away one of its constitutional authorities to the president. They did the same thing back in 1913 by transferring the government's money creation authority over to a private central bank. Now, in both cases, I don't think these laws are legal, because they're changing the fundamental meaning of the Constitution that is supposed to require a constitutional amendment. The Federal Reserve Act should have required a constitutional amendment. And this bill, basically saying the Senate no longer has approval over presidential appointments, that is fundamental constitutional law. They can't just vote it away. The Constitution can only be changed by the amendment process. I'm sure that Obama is going to say, no, we don't need no amendment process. I'm going to start appointing all of these people fresh off the jet plane from Tel Aviv to run this country. This is a complete abandoning of its legal right and obligation of oversight by the U.S. Congress. I am stunned that so many members of the House of Representatives and the Senate voted in favor of this bill. I want to know who backed it. More importantly, whose financial clout was behind it? Because I cannot imagine any politician willfully giving up power and control unless there's some kind of a payback somewhere. Very alarming situation. Let's see, a story we're just now putting up at whatreallyhappened.com, where this every foreclosed property in Macomb County has been bought up by one millionaire. See, that's the way the game works. We're going to get you all hot and bothered to own your own homes, and then we'll put you in debt for 30 years, and then we'll take away the jobs, and we'll screw the housing market. So you all lose your homes, and the millionaires buy them back up for pennies on the dollar. And then next generation, these millionaires' children who inherit the houses, they start selling them all over again. They start the process all over again. Or they rent them to you. These millionaires are going, these money junkie bankers are going to be happy to rent you back the home they took from you, the home that you used to own. We are approaching the date when we are no longer citizens of the United States of America, but tenants. They're trying to bring back serfdom and feudalism, where the land owns the people rather than the people owning the land. And they will do it. They'll get away with it. Unless you are willing to stand up and try and stop them by talking with your friends and neighbors about what's going on, by expressing your anger, by having the courage to speak out, which will give others the courage to speak out, by standing up with the Occupy people and saying, we will not pay for bankers' crimes, bankers' mistakes. We will not be the support and backing. We will not be the slave labor that redeems the treasury bonds that the U.S. government is printing with as much wild, reckless abandon as the Federal Reserve is printing Federal Reserve notes. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts told us the other week There is a huge bubble of Treasury bonds. There aren't enough human beings in the United States of America to redeem all of those bonds. They, too, must explode somewhere down the road. All righty, we're going to grab a quick phone call. George in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? I got to tell you one thing, one quick note of news. I think I probably mentioned it. I don't know. But Felicia Harris, one of the people that are running for Ron Paul's seat against a guy named Weber. You know, when she started opening up her mouth to Israel about it, supporting Israel, her poll numbers dropped.
Yes.
So that's just another good indicator for AIPAC. You know, you say support Israel, you lose support. But anyway, we're hearing rumblings. People saying if Congress keeps abrogating their authority to President Obama, if they try passing gun control,
We got to take a break here. George, hold that thought. I'm going to come right back to you after these commercials.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. I guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
And hello, America. Welcome back to the show. We're still talking with George in Texas. George, you want to pick up where you left off?
The thing is, there's a lot of rumblings if Obama gets a second term, the way that things are keep going, that they're talking about secession already. And the thing is, people who don't know too much about Russia, I'd say with Texas's siege, you will want Russia to automatically recognize Texas as a sovereign nation because it does carry weight in the international community.
Well, I definitely think, Russia might agree to do that just because it would so annoy the United States. I mean, look at that whole upset when Russia and Cuba aligned following the Cuban Revolution. And you know what's really irony about that? It shows that belligerence and arrogance as a foreign policy doesn't really work, because when Castro kicked out Batista, the first thing Castro did was approach the United States for normalized relations. He said, yeah, you can have your casinos back. We'll sell you our bananas and our sugar and our produce. You'll have to pay fair market price for them, but we can still do business. And the U.S. said, no, embargo, embargo. And that's literally what forced Cuba into the Soviet sphere of influence. And it was a huge backlash, led to the Bay of Pigs invasion. That was a political disaster, led to the Cuban Missile Crisis. If the U.S. had said, all right, you kicked out our puppet, but we can still do some business here. We like your rum and your cigars. Think of how much unhappiness and bloodshed and horror would have been saved over the years. But unfortunately, arrogance seems to rule America's foreign policy decisions, and it has led to so much pain and suffering around the world. As far as secession, I know Texas has been talking about that for quite some time, because the way that Texas was annexed by Congress is actually illegal under United States law. And as a matter of fact, the U.S. government has played fast and loose with the laws regarding statehood with many states, including California, which their statehood was abbreviated to bring the gold and silver finds in the West into the U.S. Treasury. There were a lot of shortcuts taken, first of all, with the illegal annexation of Hawaii. The statehood votes for both Hawaii and Alaska did not include an option for independence as required under international law. Ohio didn't actually finish their statehood process until 1953, which means several presidents who came from Ohio were technically much less qualified to be president of the United States than Barack Obama. So, the laws get bent by the government. You're all supposed to believe that the laws are inviolable and must be obeyed and can never be changed and are inflexible, but certainly above a certain level in our society, yeah, they break the laws all the time. Right now, the White House and Congress are breaking their own recently passed NDAA to offer financial material support to these al-Qaeda terrorists operating inside Syria. By the way, apparently, as Assad's forces retake control of Damascus, and the rebels are now completely out of Damascus, they're finding these mass graves with bodies in there that have been burned and defaced, which supports this story we were getting last week, that the mercenary army, because they are not really Syrian, they're actually from foreign countries, that as their people are being killed, they're burning and defacing the bodies to conceal the fact that they were never really Syrian to begin with. We got to take a break for identification. We'll be right back.
Are you again?